What do you want?
Anyway, you should be in good form today. You've won another award. I'm surprised you didn't start with a wee montage, bragging about it, talking about how you won yet another gong your mantelpiece.
We had other pressing matters.
Did you?
Yes.
What was that?
We were talking to the politicians this morning. Yes. I'm not well.
It's not. I know you've got tissues. Don't blow your nose. No.
Not well.
Nobody wants to hear that. I'm sorry. Anyway, you won the Nick Clark Award. Yes. Now, that's pretty impressive.
That's Nick Clark was a massive broadcaster, Radio 4. Very
yes.
self-respected, exactly. Very well-respected broadcaster, Radio
which
4.
Which is why it's quite surprising.
What are you doing in here?
You win the award. Well, you beat quite a few big names. James Bryan, Anna Foster, Chris Mann, and Jeremy Vine. And he sent a wee message just to say hello to you.
Jeremy Vine did he?
Yes, he did.
From Radio 2.
Radio 2.
I like
BBC
Jeremy.
1. Yeah, shut up and listen to this.
Stephen, this is Jeremy Vine on Radio 2. I cannot believe it. You won another award. Your mantelpiece is bowing with the weight of all these trophies you've got. I'm going to just reach in through the window one day and just take one and bring it home and polish it, stick it on above my fireplace. Listen, well done. I looked up the award. It's the Nick Clark Award. He was a great man, Nick Clark. Knew him really well. Best interviewer ever, probably. And I then saw that there was a number of, you know what I'm saying here, very, very good people in second place, and I recognised one of the names and remembered that particular interview. But you are a worthy winner. And at some point, I think there is a law that says you can't go above 27 awards in a lifetime on radio. So when you get to 28, which is quite soon, they all come to me. Is that all right? Well done, mate. Have a great day.
Never mind the awards, I want his money.
I think we owe him 50 quid for saying that for
us. I want his money.
Thanks, Jeremy.
He's paid more than
What
me.
What do you mean, his money?
He's paid more than
is
me.
That, is that actually a fact, is that?
Yes.
I don't know if that is a fact.
It is.
Are you saying on record that Jeremy Vine is paid more per show than you?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Of course he is. He's
more
on Radio 2.
Show? Yeah, but you're on Radio 5 Live, which you tell us constantly.
Yes. Now, that interview that we've won the award for was with Pastor McConnell. Do you remember the Pastor McConnell Award?
How could I forget?
Yes. And just in the interest of balance, we should really play some of the objectors to my interview.
There were a few.
Of Pastor McConnell. What do you call that man that came on?
Reverend Ian Brown.
That one.
Yes.
He told his congregation the recent McConnell controversy had become thoroughly ridiculous. Do you remember this?
Yes,
remember
I do.
Him having a go at me, which he's entitled to do.
Of course.
So thank you for telling everybody I've won the award. And
no
I
problem.
Guess thank you now for playing Reverend Ian Brown criticising me. He'd be turning in his bed this morning.
And now the allies and the sympathisers with Islam are up on their hind legs. What we can call the secularist Taliban, who dominate our medium, they have sharpened their literary sabres and their scimitars, and they're swinging for him. They attempted their own version of a verbal hanging by means of a couple of blistering attacks that were passed off as interviews on the Nolan radio and television shows. I cannot repeat from this pulpit or from any other platform what people called him and how they described the gospel that he preaches on many social media sites.
Do you know what a scimitar is?
A what?
A scimitar.
No, I have no idea.
No. That's it all.
Right, so that
congratulations,
was,
though.
Well, thank you. So that was the interview, and then you had to play Reverend Brown, I guess, because we're fair and balanced.
Yes, of course. I liked that clip from Reverend Brown as well.
I'm tired.
Nobody cares.
Do you know
Don't
that?
Talk about yourself.
Seriously.
See you for the rest of the week. See if you can get through and in one show without talking about you.
Did you hear the hard time I was given this morning?
By who?
Mr. Maskey.
I did.
I had to be on my...
I'm not saying I agree that it was a hard time. I did.
Oh, you support Mr. Maskey, do you?
I don't support either of you.
All right.
Neither of you. I support no one but myself.
Thank you. Have you got the TV show ready for Wednesday?
I don't want to talk about that either.